Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
We're out here at Mission Pie recording today. We did a little field trip. We'll be taking you to the Wadis later to talk about Danish artist.
Was he Danish?
It turns out he's Danish.
But he works in Berlin, right?
And he
lives now. Or he has a gallerist in Berlin.
He lives in Berlin.
Okay.
That's all. But he's Danish.
He's Danish now.
Henrik Olesen.
Olesen.
So we'll have that later, but right now let's address this listener question.
We got a letter in from a listener who wanted to remain anonymous.
So let's just call him Carl.
Oh, I like that name.
So Carl says that, and I'm paraphrasing, Carl was at a show recently, and it was kind of like hopping from show to show night, but at the first show he ran into somebody that he hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit because he was avoiding this person.
Oh.
But the person started up a chit-chat with him, and sure enough, the guy who he was semi-avoiding ends up coming with him to the next show.
So a couple shows, it sounded like.
So he was like, what would have been a graceful way for me to get out of that situation?
I think if you're alone, it's a little bit easier because you can be like, okay, I'm going to head out now, or I'm meeting up with some friends, or I'm meeting someone further at a restaurant. And it's sort of like, you can't just like glom on to someone who's going to a restaurant, right? I mean,
what if Carl's just going, but like, that's not his plan. His plan is to go from show to show.
He doesn't need to say what his plan is.
Thank you. First.
I'm eating my pie still. Go on, Mason.
Eat that crust?
Hell yeah.
Good. It's a little tricky, though, when someone's kind of glommed on to your game. Like, when they're... It's not just like you're at a big, busy opening, and they're like, oh, hey, how's it going? And you just kind of, like, chat for a second, and you move on to the next person or whatever.
Yeah.
It sounds like in the case of Carl, they, like, ran into each other, and that person was like, oh, that sounds cool. I'll join you.
And it was someone, maybe, that he felt like he had a little bit of a...
He has a history with.
Right.
I guess what I would do is I would go along. I would
have them come along for the first visit, and then that whole first visit, I would be thinking about a way to get rid of them for the next visit.
Okay, and then what would you come up with?
Do you know what I mean? What would you come up with? I think I'd have to come up with some sort of story about meeting someone elsewhere. Not
so you would make up a lie.
I would. Absolutely. I have no doubt about it. Yeah, of course. What do you mean? Would you just be like, actually, I hate you. I can't hang out with you.
No, I would just spend the entire night with them.
Oh, see, yeah, you and I are different in that way. You're so generous. That's very generous of you. I would spin some kind of lie to get rid of them and then probably run into them at the next space by mistake.
See, that's the problem with lying.
It'd be that kind of problem.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't worry too much about it. I'd be like, oh, hey, I was good. Funny running into you. I would make up yet another lie. I just keep
lying.
Or
another thing I would do, I would just go home and end my night.
That's too extreme, too, because what if you were going to meet other friends?
Then I'd be fucked.
You just text them and be like, something came up, I've got to go home.
Do you think you've ever been that person on accident?
The person that people were trying to get rid of?
Yeah.
I think I've always, I mean, not always, I think I'm sure all of us have had that experience. You know, there's like low confidence moments where you feel like you're just being a pest to everyone. I have had those feelings. I
totally.
I've had those feelings.
Absolutely.
And I don't feel like they're ever real, but I don't know. There's certainly times where I've read that I wasn't necessarily welcome to join, but then I don't join. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
Like, okay, cool. That's fine. I'll go off and do this other thing. I wonder if Carl was giving that person the vibe of like joining or not joining.
Maybe Here's
it's kind
the deal.
Of about maybe it's kind of about like giving them the vibe a little bit so that they can kind of read it for themselves and make the right decision.
There have definitely been times where I feel like I did have a moment where I was like, okay, I'm going to take off. I'm going to head to the next thing now. And
yeah.
They're like, okay, I'll be right there.
I'll come with you.
You know? So, I don't know. I think it's hard. I don't think there is a solution to that.
I think there are some things you can try, but they might not work. And so then it's kind of like a little bit about just sucking it up and
There's
still
no
doing what you want to do.
Plan.
It's awkward. I mean, if it's someone that you like genuinely don't like, then I think like because they do offensive things, then I think there's warrant. Like it, you know what I mean? Like there's a little bit more room to be like more direct and like, no.
Well, Carl, if any of what we said has helped you in any way, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know if any of this stuff is help workful. May soon. The Wooster Group from New York is doing some play theater thing at Z-Space.
Oh.
It's going to be on, I think, like Thursday through Sunday or something until the 16th.
Do you know what they're doing? I feel like I read about this, like, and I can't remember.
It's like a recreation of some roundtable that happened back in the day during the women's liberation movement.
Oh, cool.
With like some like lesbian separatists and stuff.
But it's like a theater group?
Yeah, they're like a performance group from New York. I think they have a project space out there called the Garage Space. And so they're doing this piece at Z Space. Tickets are $35.
That's a little bit pricey for probably a lot of our listeners.
Yeah. If you're a student, only $30. I don't know if Z Space has any sweetheart deals where you like go and volunteer or something.
They do because they're a theater. But
right.
You could also, I wonder if their membership is one of those like good deal situations if you're a real theater goer. Root Division's having their annual taste event this Saturday, probably around 6 or 7 o'clock. It's a fundraiser. So if you're into fundraising for helping arts organizations raise some money, you should go. And if you can't go, you can always donate. So just some things to think about. Root Division likely is one of the arts organizations in the Bay Area that's going to be impacted by the NEA being cut. Just FYI.
Oh, fuck a Rudy. I showed my students. Did I talk about this on mic before? I showed my students to Colby Satterwhite today.
Oh, you did not talk about it on mic.
And they hated it.
I'm so bummed by that because I think his video work is incredible.
I really like it. Maybe I didn't pick a good piece for them, but for some reason, a lot of my students really want everything really pared down. Like
they want everything cleaned up.
The more
minimal.
Maximal and like the more intense cuts and like the more weird stuff that's in it just drives them crazy.
Interesting. Wonder what that is. Can you speculate on that at all? Is it a generational thing? Is it like a time we're in?
I don't think it's generational.
Thing? Okay.
No.
Who are they looking to for inspiration? Like, what other artists are they like really inspired by?
I feel like the video that got the most positive response was Semiotics of the Kitchen by Martha Rossler, where it's just one static shot of Martha Rossler in the kitchen going through the alphabet with different kitchen appliances. And it's very simple. It's just her in the kitchen. Saying like one word at a time, you know, like,
can you give us an example?
Like K, knife, and then she has like a knife and she like slashes the air with it. It's a feminist like taking back the point is it's not about the content. It's just like a simple, there's no cuts.
Yeah,
the
it's
camera
direct.
Doesn't even move.
Yeah.
This group, they're very puritanical. We're out here at the Wattis checking out this show by Henrik Olesen from Berlin.
It's all about dirt.
You wouldn't get that without the curatorial statement, in my opinion.
I agree. Although,
well, is it about dirt, though? It seems like it's about, like, unfinished things and, like, queering and, like...
But he uses the reference to dirt and how we're always trying to sweep it up and throw it away, hide it, tuck it under the rug... Analogy for
like dirt, like dirty, like smut.
Yes,
I guess I see that because there we got this queer biker guy with his butt out on a motorcycle.
I said I really like that particular image. He just looks real confident in that situation.
It kind of reminds me, though, I learned when I took that class with Julia Bryan Wilson. Back in the day when they were having the gay liberation movement, when it first started, it was like really like androgynous and about like gender fluidity. And then the gay clones came into fashion where it's like all guys in leather and they're like super burly and masculine. And it became like super masculine.
Like giving a strong identity to a movement that was sort of for everyone and anyone.
Right. And then making it like a all about burly dudes. The leather biker isn't super empowering to me always.
To you in particular.
To me in particular.
Of course, I'm sure there's many gay men who also don't necessarily respond to that or feel welcomed by that particular scene.
But he looks cool. He does look cool. He's got a cigarette in his mouth. His butt's out. He's on a fucking Harley or whatever. What's the other word for bike? Chopper? I think I'm especially thinking about that gender thing because this butt out biker is right below a portrait of Chelsea Manning.
Yes. And then on the other end where the other butt out biker is it's under a number of photos of Brandon Tina.
Brandon Tina, who was murdered, and that movie Boys Don't Cry is about Brandon Tina.
Okay, right. There's also pictures of like cleaning supplies, cleaning solvents, and like whitening toothpaste, things that you might clean with either your body or your home.
Yes. Okay, that dirt, there's the dirt. That really took the dirt home for me. We should say these are all black and white, almost look like transfers or something, on long white pieces of paper that are tacked onto the wall with nails.
Maybe canvas because it has a pretty dense texture, but...
Maysoon, let's get closer. Oh, that's canvas for sure.
Looks like canvas, maybe just gessoed. What do you think?
Yeah, primed canvas. There's also a picture of the Pope putting on a policeman's hat.
Not the current Pope.
Pope Benedict?
I don't know. One of the...
The one before, the Nazi Pope.
One of the gnarly ones. Yeah.
What happened to that Nazi Pope? Did he die?
Maybe he got killed.
Did he step down?
I don't think he stepped down.
So he died. He didn't get killed. This is the last Pope before the Pope we got now.
Design, right? As a Pope, you stay in the role forever?
I don't remember him dying, but is this some fucking retcon shit where, like, we're in a parallel dimension? Because I don't remember him dying.
I don't think he died, but I guess maybe he stepped down or... I don't know. Do they resign? Do they, like, retire?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We're not looking it up. You also have Kim Jong-un, some human bones.
There's a lot of, like, unfinished look, like the paper's kind of ripped and torn and not precisely placed or...
Transfers.
There's another across from this sort of collage wall. There is a room, I presume. We haven't gone in yet, but a box made out of drywall, and the drywall is it's exposed, so you're seeing all the screws and where the pieces of drywall meet one another. So this sort of, again, this kind of unfinished look that typically in contemporary art galleries you might not see. Things are usually pretty pristine and cleaned up, although...
In the curatorial statement, it says sexless. The sexless white box of the gallery. So up on the farthest wall when you come in is a cardboard box sitting on the ground with some shipping labels on it.
It looks like someone maybe forgot to pick it up on their way in this morning. You know, like, oh, I'll get that in the morning and take it out of the gallery so it doesn't look like I left the trash here.
Yeah, so it's a cardboard box, almost entirely empty, but for an electric iron.
Interesting that the writing on that says A.R.A.B., which to me reads as Arab. I'm sure that's not intentional. Maybe it is. What do you think?
Whether it was or not, when you put it in a damn show, you better be thinking about what every little motherfucking thing is.
Goddamn straight.
So the title of this piece is The Box, 2017 Cardboard Iron. And the one we were looking at and describing a little bit earlier, it says here we could have looked to know, prime canvas, Hysterical Men 1 and 2, both from 2013, are these large canvases. Prime canvas, black and white inkjet print on proof paper, ZP55, color inkjet print on proof paper. Amsterdam gel medium, matte glue. Amsterdam gel medium. Is that a brand?
I wouldn't know anything about gel mediums, probably.
I usually use golden. Okay, now we've gone into the room that's been created by the drywall, the exposed drywall. And now here again we have the prime canvas, but in this iteration we have steel screws affixed to the canvas at regular intervals.
Or something. What do you think that is? It's like a black... medium of
like black epoxy or something. So the screws are affixed to the canvas in pools of black kind of epoxy fluid looking stuff. Some of the drips shrinks
if you're sort of step away from it,
and it looks like in pools of ink, and they're affixed to the canvas in a grid, so spaced about 2 inches apart each and about an inch and a half from each other vertically.
Good one, Kate. Way to analyze that.
The screws are so perfect, though.
The screws are perfect.
They don't look like they've ever been used. They look fresh out of the box. And I'd say that's a two and a half inch.
Maybe 2.5 inch.
So anyhow, so that kind of motif is continued in several canvases with screws affixed to them. But the
different kinds of epoxy or polyurethane or, right?
Yes, and the grids are different.
The different patterns happening.
Formations of the screws are different on each one.
The silver and the black screws in that.
And some of the canvases have been kind of smudged and stained.
I noticed that about the other wall, too. Some smudges.
When you step away from the first piece, it looks a lot dirtier. The shiny, perfect silver of the screw seems so clean to me compared to everything else.
But then it, as you step away, it just looks like black marks to me. Like, I can't actually see the silver screw from here.
Would you say this work is sexy to you?
No.
Me either. Although some of the epoxy is kind of a yellowish. Looks like foam, like insulation foam. Yeah, yellow, that kind of yellow is always very bodily.
Well, also the sort of way some of it is like bubbling up, it really feels like a booger to me.
For sure. So that continues around about a three-walled space with one wall about twice the length of the two other flanking walls. And then there's kind of a whole separate little room made out of plywood.
Know if you can go into a space, Kate. What's the first thing you do?
Well, our clue here is that there are footprints all over the MDF that is creates the floor of this space.
That's right. That's how I do it, too.
Another thing is we could ask.
Right, but some people are shy about asking, so sometimes determining, getting your clues together is good. Or sometimes there's notes on the wall label that, you know, inform whether or not you can participate or step in or touch or whatever.
Let's look at here. So this piece is called Self-Production 2015. 17. I was thinking about the MDF and got distracted. Are you going to go in, Mason?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh my god. Well, we're stepping in. I feel very self-conscious. Oh, I'm going to break this room.
You're not going to break the room.
Here's some text on this piece. You have kind of a gradient print affixed to foam core board, it looks like.
Probably black Sharpie. There's like a Sharpie outline around the print.
And at the top of this white paper affixed to the black foam core says, "My dear mother, my dear father, I hate to seem inquisitive, but could you kindly tell me
who I am?"
My god. More often than not, I'm seeing shows like this show that we're in right now that are way more like heady stuff's going on in your brain more than for your eye to dazzle the eye.
Agreed.
Some of these gradient, radial gradient things, though, are a little dazzling. There's some rainbows in here. This is a funny room. And at the far wall of this kind of shipping container-sized room is a window.
And the window just looks out into the gallery. It's a room within a room. Within a room, kind of.
You can see the people walking back and forth to the bathroom. Oh, and above us, affixed to a cross beam, are photographs of mouths, men's mouths.
Men's mouths, some bearded, some not bearded. Open mouth smiles and some closed mouth non-smiles.
So having read the curatorial statement and being set up for queerness and sexiness and all this stuff, this space in particular and the screw seem so kind of utilitarian and industrial.
Mm-hmm. I don't find either spaces sexy.
Yeah, I don't think I would have gone there. I don't think I would have gone there on my own without that tip at the beginning.
Yeah.
Should we see if we can look at the MFA show?
Let's try to get to the back. What's back there?
Man, I think they're really going deep on this crit back here. That's what they said at the desk.
Okay, let's go listen in.
Oh, I'm terrified. Their backpacks are everywhere. Maysoon's gone in deep in the room where all the crits are happening, and everyone's backpack is piled in a corner. I don't want any part of it. I have to chit-chat, walking around with a microphone and a bundle of cords in my hand. Maysoon's coming for me. She won't let me go.
What's going on?
I don't want to go in there.
Why?
Because I have this microphone and I feel weird.
Do you want me to hold the microphone?
Well, then I'll have a cord coming out of my backpack with a woman holding a thing coming out of it.
You'll have a trail. So why does that matter? Do you feel like if you were in their position as a former grad student that you would be really stressed out to see two people walking around with a microphone?
Ooh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, totally.
Just like, oh shit, who are these people talking about our work and where the hell is it going to go?
Exactly. Plus Glenn's in there and he's going to be like, what are you doing?
Glenn's going to know what we're doing.
He's going to be like, shame on you.
I think so. We should go get him to say something.
No, I'm out of here.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
They were lovely.
Maysoon, do you remember in the last episode we were talking about bios?
I didn't rewrite my bio, guys.
That's fine. And I was saying how I need to be more connected and have shows in Europe. And I was like, I can just get my friend Rob to go hold up some work of mine somewhere in Europe because he lives in Switzerland.
Did he do it?
He did it. He went to Paris.
Oh my God, I love him.
I'll put a link in the underworld. And he went to Paris and he held up a painting I made for him. And
where?
He held it up right by the Louvre.
Like outside,
outside
or inside?
Outside.
We need an inside shot next.
We're not making him do anymore. That was so sweet and I love him so much.
That's pretty sweet.
I'll put that in my bio.
That is so cool.
So love you, Rob. That's so awesome.
Is Rob like this physicist or?
He's a psychologist.
Yes, that guy. I like him. We got to bring him on the show. Should we Skype him
we'll
in?
We'll run over to Europe real quick.
If only it were that easy.
He goes to a lot of art stuff. He could be our European eye in the sky.
Does he want to do that?
Man on the ground.
What do you think? Want to do a quick man on the ground?
Yeah, we could pay you for that. Can we PayPal to Europe? Speaking of which,
we got to
talk because somebody sent in a thing like 100 years ago and we got to let them. Yeah. So I'm just going to say yes.
Okay, sounds great. Do it.
Okay. So thank you for that, Rob. Thank you, listeners. Send in all your thoughts and feelings. We're going to interview somebody one of these days.
We're close to someone, but we haven't gotten quite the...
Go ahead and write into me soon.
Yeah, you can write into me.
And
I might not get back to you right away.
From the bridge.
To the other bridge.
That's how you just shut it all down. To the island in between.
That's how you shut it down.
That's how you just shut it right down.
You just skip right over.
We're so loud. We got to get out of here.
No one's
this has been...
Congratulations, Pine Tree.